This is not a good game.
Pneumonia.
This is not a good game.
Or full body sunburn. Thanks for playing along.
I actually hate Max. I have lied.
Teely, 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 teely.
I told you guys that we were waiting on something
for a bit longer than we're actually waiting for it.
Oh, no way!
Oh, wait!
Let's go!
This is exciting stuff.
Let's go!
Let me... unboxing, live unboxing on the podcast.
No, don't do that.
Hang on. If this is fractured by the time I open it, Tilly's going to cry. Okay, wait. That tape's off now. I just got one-handed podcast opening is not...
You
I should
have
brought scissors.
You do have a second hand there.
Do we have scissors?
Why don't you let Tilly do it? This is her first
Okay,
black.
Well, I'll untape it, and then we'll hand it over to Tilly. There you go.
Thank you.
Big up.
The big reveal. Hold Make sure you get it on camera.
I need to do the tape. I need to do the tape at the bottom.
This is a big moment, everyone. Tension building. Drama rising. Tilly
I'm getting
untaping.
Nervous.
Come on, Tills. We're anticipating. Patiently watching.
Yeah.
That was a new one. We're going to literally have to cut around this if you don't hurry up. Have you got like a...
I'm actually not doing this on purpose. I can't.
Give it back to me. Right.
Well, I'm just stuck in limbo.
Brute force.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
We'll stay there. I'm your tripod now.
The world's most useless three people. You know what? Just rip the box. Like... This
is hard, isn't it?
This bit is the worst, for sure. But I got it. Oh, no, I don't. I had it.
And I've got no nails.
I had it, and then I stuck it back down like an absolute idiot.
Welcome back to the 14 Again podcast. I'm Max, that's Tilly, that's Harvey, and we're about to unbox our 100k subscriber plaque.
Why did it say Harvey Mills on it?
Make sure you subscribe.
I had to pick a name for the delivery.
Okay.
And I couldn't put Max, Harvey and Tilly because they'd have gone, that's not a name.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Maybe show the camera as well.
Oh, I wanted to see it first.
Oh, okay.
You can have a look.
All right,
Can we do the... when I open it and then do like the gold.
Are you going to edit that in or is it?
Dobby
won't
even
listen. You know when people open stuff and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, you can just
open the box, says Dobby. Here we go. Oh, there's a white piece of paper.
Do you remember your first subscriber? Your 100th? Your 1,000th subscriber?
Skim through it, Tills, because I'll just read the last sentence.
Chances that you do. And we know that you'll definitely remember your 100,000th subscriber.
Uh-huh.
And then it just says at the end, do you remember your 100,000th subscriber?
Pointless.
That's the last
Throw
sentence.
Throw it away. Burn it.
Thank you, Susan, I think. No. Oh, it's from Neil now, because Susan doesn't do it anymore.
Was Susan always
what?
Like the G of...
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Oh, there's...
No way! Tills, do you want to show the camera?
It's a nice piece of paper.
Let me get it out and then I'll show the camera.
Unsheath it.
Here we go.
Why is it fairy on the back? I can't see the back, but I can feel it. Oh, I can see myself.
You ready? Big reveal. Oh,
Ooh.
There we go. 13 again
no
for passing 100,000 subscribers. And thank you all so, so much for helping
crazy.
Us get to that point. Can I have a quick look?
I suppose.
So wow. This is awesome. I love that. And just for the camera as well, there you go. 13 again, 100,000 subscribers. All thanks to you guys. It is unreal. Max wants to hold. Yeah, no, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, fancy myself.
And I think it's quite fitting now that we get to properly publicly talk about the fact that we are taking this podcast to the live experience.
Oh, yeah.
We're so, so excited Woo-hoo! To be able to actually meet you guys. Exist in front of you guys, talk in front of you guys. It's a bit weird, isn't it? But yeah, we're going to be doing a live show on the 6th of September in London. So if you want to get tickets,
we're going to have the best time. And I'm just most excited for me to what I want to make sure we do, because obviously we're going to do a bit of like a Q&A as well as part of the podcast experience. I want to be the one going out with the mic and getting questions from people.
Yeah, you said this last time.
So I can avoid responsibility.
Right, so you don't have to actually do any hard work because all you're doing is sort of like admin stuff.
No, yeah.
Like,
I want to do that.
Well, I'll just wind people up.
So you two are going to be in the audience and I'm going to be on stage.
Oh, we could do that actually,
just like milling around.
Yeah.
I want to be like, Okay, everyone needs to put their hand up if you have a question. No, we're not going to have anyone shout
she's
out.
Not, we're not going to let her do that. We're not making you feel like it's a school.
No,
it's not that at all. It's going to be a great fun time. We're going to meet a load of you and it's going to be amazing. So tickets in the link in the description. Please make sure you get them quickly because they're going to sell out.
Fingers crossed they're not sold out already because this is going out after they've gone on sale, which is on Wednesday at 10 a.m. But do have a look.
How many tickets are there?
Not many. Like 400 or something. Yeah.
No, it's a small theatre, but we're testing it out. We're seeing how it goes.
Now, I think this should go on the shelf, personally.
You on that,
if you could take my mic for a second.
I can indeed.
Max now has the power of two microphones.
Double microphone.
I don't know, maybe if I move this guy over.
You're talking like they'll be able to hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear shit. I'll do this.
This can go here.
He's not using that at all.
Human tripod today.
And then that can just go right in the middle. Do we like that?
That's quite nice.
That good?
Can they see it?
Yeah. It can be seen.
Fantastic stuff. There it is. Thanks, everyone. Big round of applause for the 13 again audience.
Yay! Now 200K. Let's go. By next week. You got this.
Yeah, please do subscribe if you haven't already because you'll be part of a very, very cool club of people. And sometimes we go out hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that. Now, Max, you wanted to... Oh, actually, before you wanted to talk about your thing, Release Me came out yesterday.
Did it actually?
It did.
Okay, fantastic.
So also for anyone who doesn't know, sorry, Tills, I know this isn't specifically for you, but you did leak the song, so you sit and wait.
You're welcome.
But we had a song come out yesterday, which we're very excited about. We haven't released in years. So please also go and listen to that if you haven't already. And if you like it, let us know in the comments. Now.
So go, won't you taste it? So speaking of sunburns,
yes.
Got horrifically burnt yesterday. Basically, to give you the context for it, not that this actually matters, we've got scaffolding in our gardening in our garden at the moment.
Loads of scaffolding.
Pipe on the house broke. Don't worry about it. It was a mess. I went up on the scaffolding, and I didn't actually realize how long I was up there for. And I did raw dog it slightly without sun cream.
Is not a good idea.
No.
Wear sun cream.
Well,
seriously.
The problem was, is I thought I knew my limits, but then I got up there, and because of the height of the scaffolding, it was a lot windier. And so the wind made my back feel cool, though it was still being burnt.
Yeah.
So, that was the issue I had. And I did, it was a pretty rough sleep last night. I don't know if you two have particularly suffered that at all.
Actually, I did at camp. When I went to camp in America, I got a really bad sunburn. I think it was on my... I think I had my swimming costume on and it was my upper back and I really could not sleep. So I had to ask Leo if him or his friend had any after sun and they said no, but they did.
Because I haven't had this in a while, but from memory, it almost makes you feel a bit nauseous when you... In some instances, maybe that's just me.
For me, I was just in pain. I was just I can't sleep. Even when I turned over the other way because I'd wear my hoodie because it was quite cold at night.
Really?
So even on the back, it was just it was kind of itchy and uncomfortable.
Ooh. Yeah, so I agree with the itch. It's scratchy and any material that goes on your back is horrible. I kind of understand the nauseous thing because it's such, depending on how big the burn is, it's such a widespread pain. That any pain like that could make you feel slightly nauseous because you just can't get away from it. I did copiously apply aloe vera to my back the entire night and it is slightly better today, but I do have a would you rather for you guys sort of based on
this. We're back
it is unfortunately a bit of a bit, it's not that silly, it's a little bit silly. Would you rather a full body sunburn or pneumonia?
But I don't know what pneumonia really feels like.
Yeah, neither do I. For
it's
anyone
like
who doesn't
a,
know pneumonia
a lung
is
infection.
The
It's for the, how
it's
long?
The cold, it's the thing you get from being too cold, basically. No.
Wait, no.
Oh no! Actually, no. Wait, no.
No, it's not.
Hang on.
For how
it's
long?
A lung infection.
For how long?
They both last the same amount of time. Let's say a month.
Pneumonia.
You'd rather have pneumonia than a full body sunburn.
Max, depends. I'm not sure I love this as a would you rather.
It's a good one.
It's an infection that inflames the air sacs in one or both lungs.
Oh, you do struggle to breathe, I think. But you can go to the hospital and get air.
But you're sort of asking us to choose between just two very bad things.
Yes.
There's no sort of like, oh, well, there's some pros here. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Well, the pro is that the burn could turn into a tan.
Life can't all be sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it's sunburns and pneumonia.
Well, okay. And on that basis, I think I'm just going to have to choose a sunburn purely because I know that I can deal with that
full
quicker.
Body.
Well, yeah, but like I can just...
Oh, that's going to hurt when you're in the shower.
Yeah. No showering.
You could have a cold shower and you'd be all right.
But pneumonia, still, I don't know. I don't know.
It would still hurt.
Yeah, like... but okay, here's some of the symptoms of pneumonia. A fever, often accompanied by chills and sweating, shortness of breath, chest pain, fatigue, causes bacteria, viruses, potential fungal pneumonia, aspiration, inhaling food, liquid or stomach contents can lead to aspiration pneumonia. Mm.
Sounds like a good day out to me.
I just don't think that that's
even an option.
I'll be
real as well. If you're thinking about it of, you know, you're going to tell your friends about it and discuss what's going on in your life, pneumonia is a bit more of a flex, surely. Like, that's like, yo.
No, it's not.
I've got...
Stop talking. What are you even saying now? You just said the sentence pneumonia is a flex.
Well, no, think about it in context.
No, I'm not going to think about it.
Think about it in context.
You've got no legs to stand on here. What you just said was insane.
Think about it in context.
Max is not going to be at the live podcast. He's just written himself out. So sorry to our audience.
A sunburn.
We're going to replace him with, I don't know, Wes Nelson or something.
Don't think he'd
do it. I think Wes would do it. Wes would do it.
But yeah, no, think about it in context against the sunburn. If you're telling your mates you got a sunburn, that's because you were being a knob and sat out in the sun too long.
There's no, but there's
pneumonia.
It's not, it doesn't, at the point that you've got pneumonia, it doesn't matter whether or not it was like, oh, but it's okay because it wasn't your fault. It's pneumonia. It sucks. Like, there's no, oh, but it wasn't my fault, so it's slightly cooler than a sunburn. That doesn't even occur to you when you've got pneumonia. I bet no one's ever said that. That had pneumonia. You've got a hair sticking out.
Thanks.
That's his biggest fear.
But
it is.
Yeah. No. So did we get a final decision? Or
yeah. The sunburn.
Pneumonia.
You'd rather have.
Oh my god.
I think I'd also rather have pneumonia.
I think I'll just only lose brain cells doing this podcast. There's no good. That
I
comes
think
from
if
it.
Anything, you gain them.
No,
let us know
don't.
In the comments.
Don't
what
let
you'd
us know in the
have.
Comments. It's not. This is
would
not a good game.
Pneumonia.
This is not a good
or
game.
Full body sunburn.
Oh my god,
thanks
hate
for playing
you.
Along.
I actually hate Max.
Alrighty.
Anyway, there's been something that's been talked about on the internet a lot recently, and because this podcast we film it a bit weirdly, like we do try and film weekly, but sometimes it's hard. We're not always on it with the timing, but we still want to talk about it because it is still happening. It's the one gorilla versus 100 men. Mm. And it made me think, first of all, why are 100 men struggling to take on a gorilla? But then actually...
I'd like to see the one gorilla take on a slightly pissed off Tilly.
Yeah. That.
I've not seen this, a gorilla versus 100 men.
See, you're not on the side of the internet that we are, clearly.
Yeah, I've seen it quite a lot, to be fair.
And it makes a
I
lot
might
of sense.
See it now because we're talking about it.
Yeah, true. And your phone is definitely listening. But it made me wonder, what could 100 Tillys take on? Like, if you had 100
of Vietnamese army, I think.
The whole of them?
All
of them.
It. A whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, we'll move on just before you say anything worse. What do you think 100 Tillys could take on? Like animal wise, like what's the biggest, like a gazelle or a
daddy pig,
as in from
do
from
explain
Peppa Pig, a daddy pig.
They are pretty massive, to be fair. Have you seen the scale up
of like how
Peppa
tall
pig
Peppa Pig
sizes?
Is? Yeah.
Peppa Pig's like 6'4".
So you think 100 Tillys could take on one daddy pig?
Yeah.
And
right.
that makes daddy pig like 10 foot.
Our dad despises daddy pig.
Does he?
There's good reason.
He spent like the last 18 years just resenting daddy pig. Because what Peppa Pig as a show has done is basically paint out the dad to be just some bumbling idiot. And I
Which...
kind of... Which I kind of like, I get it, because a lot of the time dads can be like that. So it's, you know, it's a funny representation. But then also, I don't think there's ever really been a redeeming moment for Daddy Pig in the years that the show's existed.
And also, I think whenever, when you watched it, we would always come in and make jokes, be like, look, it's Paul. And just sort of,
Daddy Pig.
Because he is, like, if we were to compare him to any animated character, he absolutely would be Daddy Pig. Which animated character would you be?
Well, we've just completely moved on from the gorillas thing, but okay.
No. Yeah, we'll get back to that, but I'm actually more interested in this now.
I can see a bit of Sophia the First.
Rapunzel.
Oh, the Disney version.
No, I'm joking.
Are
we talking about, like, personality or looks?
Yeah, sure. Anything, really.
It doesn't necessarily need to be looks.
Personality.
Well, Paul doesn't exactly look like Daddy Pig. No.
That's why I thought about it. But I was joking with my first one, because that's just very cocky, really, isn't it?
I'd like to be Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
Well, that's not what the question was. You just said, I'd like to be him. No, I think I'm like him.
Yeah, I am.
Right. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually don't know. I haven't watched anything animated in a while. That's a tough one. Any movies?
You got this, bro.
I don't know.
You got any ideas?
I'm really struggling.
Well, for me,
yeah, for you.
Well, you said Jake the dog, and I was like, all right, I'll be Finn. Like, that's just easy, isn't it? But no, I think there's always, like, when I was younger, I guess, certain characters that I'd like feel like I'd identify with, but none of them spring to mind because I didn't have time to think about it previously.
I'm a little bit off the cuff.
Maybe like Amber from Sophia the First.
Who's Amber?
Yeah, which one's that?
The blonde one.
Is she in that one song, At a Perfect Slumber Party?
Na 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 na. About to begin. At a perfect slumber party. Everybody's gonna fit in.
We do our hair.
No, there's a certain way we do things. We don't snort and we don't squeal. And running around with pine cones really isn't part of the deal.
And I'm the problem. We comb our hair, we have some tea, and when we sing, it's soft and always on key. And by chance, if we should dance, we'd waltz elegantly.
We're going to start getting copyrighted by Disney, party. I think.
And that's the way it's always been. The gist of it, you gotta fit. Everybody's
got
nice to
fit in.
I know, it's such a great song.
It's a really good song.
And everyone sat at home is probably going, why does he know that? Like, that is so
real. I knew the song, but I would not have been able to sing
it. So do you know what it was? Tilly always used to watch Sophia the First. And obviously, anytime Tilly was watching TV, that was, you don't change the channel.
No.
And so
bedlam.
A song like that.
I was like six.
But, bruh, hear me out.
It was bedlam.
Really?
Crazy.
You do not change the channel when Tilly's watching TV.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah. No.
But that meant that we had to sort of figure out a way to enjoy whatever was on the TV. And so when a song like that came on, I was like, that's actually a good song. Like I know people are going to think I'm mental for that. And I do that a lot, where I'll hear a song and I'll go, I actually think that's a really good song. And everyone else will go, it's just objectively not. But I don't care. Melody's great. Lyrics are fine. They don't relate to me personally.
Harvey's like, perfect slumber party.
But
the thing is I think the reason that probably was is because that was the same for me with Leo.
Yeah, as in you weren't allowed to change the channel with him.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Because especially, I think it was on maybe Saturday or Sunday mornings, I can't really remember. We both used to get up early and Mum and Dad didn't. So he was such an early, like, morning person. He would go downstairs, make himself some cereal and watch Cartoon Networks. Mm. And I liked The Amazing World of Gumball and things like that, but there were some TV shows that were actually just really boring for me.
Yeah,
and
that.
I'd be like, oh, can we watch something else? He'd be like, no. And I'd be like, oh, can we watch Liv and Maddie? He'd be like, no. Oh my gosh, I hate that show.
Dove Cameron, like, though, she's a talented actress.
Like,
now.
A lot of people do like shows like that, like, but he just would refuse. And until someone else came downstairs, and also another story. One time when I finally, so this happened, we were in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Liv and Maddie.
Yeah.
And then he changed it to Spanish. He changed the language.
Liv and Maddie in Spanish.
And then I used to like singing along to the theme tune, but then the theme tune was in Spanish.
Great theme tune as well. Better in stereo.
No. And then Dad was going for he was like, well, you have to figure out yourself how to change it back. And I was like, no, I was like six, if not younger. And he was like, no, you have to figure it out yourself. And I was like,
so he just left you for dead. Just like,
yeah. And then, but then I started crying because I was getting frustrated, and I didn't understand like that TVs had like settings and stuff.
Yeah.
And so then Dad got really mad because he had to like, I think he was about to get in the shower and then he had to come and sort it out. Well, and I remember I was so annoyed with Leo.
If there's one thing we know, it's that Leo's a menace. It's also that we went so far away from gorillas.
I was thinking that.
that I really do want to circle back. So you could take on a daddy pig. I still don't understand like where the conversation even came from, because was it
a silverback gorilla? People wanted it's to fucking huge.
But people wanted to just picture what 100 men fighting a gorilla would look like, or whether or not the men would win. Was that what was the argument?
Because I don't know.
I didn't even really look into it.
Who would win?
What was
it?
Who would win? Right. Okay.
I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, it does depend, and this is what I've seen everyone doing, on what kind of men you're submitting.
Yes.
Because if it was 100 of you, you're bit podgy.
Hey, first of all, no. Second of all, I ran so hard the other day, I threw up. Anyway.
Is that true?
It's partially true.
That's disgusting.
So that let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened really quickly.
Haven't you done that before?
No. But let me explain myself. So I'm now getting into a time where, okay, winter's over. Let's start actually cutting down and,
let's,
you know,
dobby,
working on my weight and all that. And I want to get fast 5Ks just because it's a reason to do it. Like, it's, you know, if I've got a challenge, I'm actually more likely to go and run. Mm-hmm. And so every time, I've only done it twice so far. I did 26:08 the first time.
Do you have the spray bottle anywhere?
No, I know. I knew that was coming. I'm going to be fast. I promise. It's over there. Let me finish. Okay. I got halfway through the run, got a mega stitch. It was horrible. I couldn't get rid of it, but I kept running because I wanted to beat my time. I got to the top of the estate, checked the time. I had 20 seconds left to beat my time to get to the 5K. So I genuinely just sprinted the rest of the way, got back here and went, oh my God, and just started like retching. But I hadn't eaten anything. So I was just, there's nothing to throw up. So that's my tale.
Sick.
And I got 26:07.
Sick.
Thank you all for listening.
I reckon 100 of me would beat a silverback gorilla because I'd just confuse the shit out
but
of it.
Not me.
No.
I just don't like that you think you're stronger than me.
No, I think I actually said I did back you because you're podgy.
Right.
But this could be dangerous.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would back Tilly, I think, 100 Tillies, because they'd probably...
Against the gorilla or against...
Yeah, silverback. They're like, okay. They're quite tall.
I've never
as
seen
well,
it.
Aren't they? Oh, they're huge, my guy. Mm. Like, one of you, you'd get eaten straight away. He'd just pick you up, tear you apart.
I want nothing more than to be a friend with a gorilla. Like, imagine
that.
That'd
be cool.
I bet there's some zookeepers out there that are tight with some gorillas, and that's just the best thing in the world.
Maybe not silverbacks. Because it's like, you can't trust something that big.
I suppose.
That can do that much quick damage. Because at the end of the day, they have the power to do what a human could do.
Yeah.
They're acting with an ape brain.
This is true.
So it's kind of scary, that.
All right. Well, I guess we got a somewhat conclusive answer in that Tilly thinks that 100 of her could beat Daddy Pig. And I'm glad that that's what the takeaway was.
Indeed.
On a slightly different topic, Max and I went out for dinner the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to talk about this because we had some lovely company.
Yes.
The cast of Heartstopper were there because, you know, why wouldn't they be? And also, it's just because even people that were like saw it on our story or whatever, like, you're just casually sitting next to Joe and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's just, I guess, what we do. It's weird, but
such a cop.
I know.
What we do?
We didn't know who was gonna be there. Yeah, exactly. We didn't know who was gonna be there. We just turned up, so it was just like, you know, we didn't plan to have dinner with any of these people. It was just, they were just there. Also, a lovely person called Dylan Mulvaney who we met for the first time, who's really nice, and Catherine Ryan,
yes,
who I'm not 100% sure you'll definitely recognize her, but I don't know if that name actually rings a bell to you, but she is a massive comedian in the UK and in Canada, I believe. And anyone there will know who she is. For anyone who doesn't, she does all of the, you know, big TV shows over here. She's got a podcast. She's great. she sat down, and me and Max were obviously like, oh, sick, that's Catherine Ryan, that's fucking cool. And she was like, I've been actually following you guys for a while now. And we were just like, huh? What are you talking about? That's why, first of all. And she was sort of saying how, because she's seen like what we've been doing in TV and all this sort of stuff, that she'd just been basically keeping an eye on us because she found it quite fascinating, the crossover between social media and TV and how they were getting people in. And so I was just like, the fact that Catherine Ryan's been watching what we've been doing is so bizarre. It made me think, who else
is watching,
could
us?
Be watching not only this podcast but just like our social media in general,
out there.
Because we never really think about it, but like we look up to so many people and just think that all these different people are so cool, and they might just actually watch our content for like leisure and we don't even know about it. So
sorry if you did.
Yeah, sorry. So if Tilly, there was anyone that was out there that could be watching your content, who would you like want it to be, or who would you get like really excited if you found out?
The Norris Nuts.
Would it be the Norris Nuts?
Yeah.
And the what worries me a little bit, and don't get me wrong, I genuinely, I quite like them. I like what they do and I get what they do. It's great. But also Max, over the time, especially when we were listening to their music, was giving them some heat.
I'll fight them.
Are you not like, would you not want to defend them more in front of, would you be worried that they'd see
all
something
that matters
like that?
Is that if they know that I love them, then that's all that matters.
Okay.
All I want to say is everything I do is jestful. If I do ever mock someone, don't take it personally. But also, I mean it.
There you go. But that's the thing is like every...
Mean.
Yeah, get him. But that's the thing as well, is that everyone has their different like place on the internet and what they do. And obviously what the Norris Nuts do isn't designed for 22-year-old men, no. Naturally. And so we're never going to sit down and watch the Norris Nuts and go, yeah, this is the best thing I've ever seen. But in the same way that you wouldn't sit and watch Catherine Ryan and think, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever seen. We all have different taste. Would there be anyone else that you'd be excited to watch any of this? Because you can only imagine a lot of people saw the Bird World video as well. I bet some cool people saw that video.
I'd lose my mind if DeVito watched our content.
If Danny DeVito even knew remotely who we were, I would just explode. I think that would change my life.
Him or John Bellion? Though I'll be real, I wouldn't particularly want or need for John to watch our content. I'd like for him to hear our music.
Yeah. There are certain people you only want to see certain things.
Yeah.
But equally, we put everything out on the internet. So
no, and don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind at the end of the day, but like if I'm requesting for him to see something, it wouldn't be this, it would be the music.
Yeah, John Bellion's not going to see the podcast and go, yeah, I want to work with these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Thought of anyone else?
ABBA.
The entirety of
even
ABBA,
Dobby
chuckled.
Why ABBA?
I was joking. I just thought it was funny.
Good.
It was.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah.
You must have some preferences.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for the setup. I don't know. Like, I've always thought that I've been really lucky over the years. A lot of the people that I look up to, I've either met or
that's very true.
Have watched
our
stuff.
How have you done that?
I don't know. We've met Penn and Teller,
AJR,
Dynamo,
Blue Man Group,
people you like,
Blue Man Group, yeah, genuinely.
That was that was for me as well. To be fair, but like, and I don't think I've even met.
Do you know
Penn and
what it is, mate? It's persistence.
It is.
It's blind persistence. I will literally
really
just
is.
Put myself in a position, and it almost makes an argument for manifestation as well. The Dynamo one less so, because every time we've met him or bumped into him has been completely fucking random.
Yeah.
But with Blue Man Group, we absolutely put ourselves in that position.
Yeah.
With AJR, we absolutely put ourselves in that position. And who else did we say? There was one other.
Penn and Teller.
I did sort of put myself in that position.
Did we ever discuss this on the podcast? I can't remember if we said this when we were talking about AJR.
What?
The thing.
What thing?
The thing.
Oh, no, I don't. Should we?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been long enough.
It has been long enough. I don't like this story.
Okay, though. I'll start it. Basically, years ago, you guys may or may not remember... Not a fan of talking about this, especially considering we have new music coming out. But we did a song when we were very young called Stuck on the Ceiling. Not our finest work, unfortunately, but that's okay.
It happened.
We've progressed. We've got better. These things happen. We were 14. Anyway, We released that song. What was actually, well, not meant to happen, but the thing that might have happened if this guy hadn't made a certain decision was we'd actually been pitched a song by a, you know, relatively underground band at the time by the name of AJR. And Harvey actually didn't know of their music at the time.
I didn't.
He wasn't aware of it. So we'd been pitched the song. We listened to it. Me and Paul, our dad, thought it was a fantastic song.
In my defense also, it hadn't been made clear who wrote the song either. Like, I didn't know. They didn't say, here's a song from AJR. They literally just said, here's one of the songs. And
yeah,
on top,
their name was on the file, but...
Yeah, sure. On top of that, I would also like to add that, again, I always make this argument. When we heard both songs next to each other, one of the songs sounded genuinely like a Shawn Mendes song. And back then, that was like, okay, this is the kind of thing we need to be going for.
Yeah.
The other song, it felt like... I really liked the song, but it just felt like we wouldn't do a great job of it. And that was my argument for it, was I thought we'd do a better job of the other song.
And then the problem was when we got... So Harvey basically axed the AJR song because he thought it wasn't the right one. And then we took the song that actually... So it was Stuck on the Ceiling. It sounded completely different when we initially took it into the studio. So much so that me and Harvey started realizing something as we were recording the vocals. We were like, this literally sounds like Stitches by Shawn Mendes.
No, I think it was not that one. It was a different
Doesn't
one.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it sounded like a Shawn Mendes song. And then we started checking all the melodies. And back then, the sort of copyright music thing was a lot more risky. You could not like get away with having a similar melody to someone else at that time. And so we were like, shit, we're going to have to change quite a lot of this because they have literally, whoever's written this has literally ripped off a Shawn Mendes song. Because at the time we were a little bit too young to, you know, write full songs for ourselves. We didn't really know what we were doing. So people would pitch us songs to give you that explanation. Now we write our own stuff. But anyway, it got changed into Stuck on the Ceiling, possibly one of the worst songs we've ever done.
It happens. But I think the big takeaway from this is that since then, I've always looked back on it and gone, I genuinely can't believe we technically turned down a song from AJR, because not only do I think they're some of the most talented songwriters ever, I also just think that would have been such a cool little nugget of history information that now has just disappeared into the sofa. Because I turned it down. So sorry that you weren't talking there, Tills.
No,
but that
it's
was
all
just
right,
a little bit.
I've got a new thing, a question for her. Have you forgotten your name?
What?
Did you forget your name?
Well,
this is a genuine question.
Did you?
No.
Well, why is it on your necklace then?
Oh, you're so funny.
I don't know. What is the deal with people having names on their necklaces?
Well, why for me, it's also nice because it's not my actual name. Like, it's more of a representation of the fact that my name has a nice story behind it. I don't know. Okay. And if people don't know my name, and like, or some people like say they walk past them and they're like, oh, that's a nice name.
But like that one's not even that clear. It's not. It's a weird font. So you could could say Tubby, but like
you're <that's>... Tubby.
You can't tell her that it looks like it might say Tubby because now she's just gonna like
rip it off. Burn it.
Yeah.
So no, I don't care.
But can we make you one that says Dilly?
With why? A D.
Would you wear it?
No.
Oh.
How about Tib?
I guess.
Would you wear one that said Tib?
I guess.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you a really nice, really expensive necklace.
No, you
that
might.
Says Tib. Yeah. So she almost feels like she has to wear it. That's the plan for her next birthday.
Where's that one from?
It's like, I think it's called like Abbott Loyon. I don't know how to say it. It's spelled A B B O T, maybe double T, L Y O N.
That's some free advertising right there.
Nice brand.
I think so. Yeah.
That's
nice.
Good.
This is the only thing I bought from them. I just searched up name necklace and it looked quite nice.
Fair.
Fantastic.
Well, I mean, yeah, I actually do like a named necklace. I just do also think it's kind of mental. Like if
would
I
you
were
like one that
around,
says Max?
No, but if I were to walk around with a chain that said Max, I'd definitely get like bullied for it. Which is an interesting
But no, because a lot of people do that though. A lot of like rappers do.
I think it's easier. Rappers, yes. Okay. Yes. This might come across badly, but I think it's easier for a guy to just walk up to another guy and go, "That's stupid." And no one really, you know, takes too much offense to it. Whereas if you were to say the exact same thing to a girl, it just, I think anything that a girl.
Well,
has
he basically just said it to me.
You're my sister.
Different. It is different. I wouldn't want to upset someone because I think also with girls, a lot of the time, and this isn't to say that guys aren't like this, but with girls, they could have like a meaning behind something where a guy just kind of went, "Oh, I just thought it looked cool." So, and again, that's very
guys
sexist.
Guys could have that. But
yeah, exactly. I know I'm being a bit sexist there because guys absolutely
no, but I get where you're
stuff,
coming from because at the end of the day, that is how people view it majoritively, yeah. which could change. We could be working on, you know, that equality.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
You couldn't have sounded less like you knew what you were talking about then.
I sounded like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to preach equality.
But my point is that with girls, I would always just tread more lightly with something like that because you don't know necessarily what they've got behind that. Whereas with a guy, if I know him well enough, I know I can just be like, "Yeah, you look like a twat." Funny. Not to say that you look like a twat or anything. That's not what I mean at all.
You look
great. I
don't
really care what you guys think about it. Thank you, though.
What?
Because
why don't you care?
No, if you say mean things, I don't care.
Yeah,
that's valid. You shouldn't.
You should.
Because we're just joking.
Yeah.
But like, surely you care if we say nice things.
Yeah.
No, she also locks that out as well. Nothing we say matters.
I feel like subconsciously everyone, like whether you say you don't care or not, subconsciously people do, like it does stick in their mind what people have said or haven't said.
Yeah. And do you think that is something that should be thought about more at your age?
What do you mean?
Well, because I feel like a lot of people, especially in school, that's not the first thought that comes to mind when people are saying things to each other.
They just go, say they're, funny
yeah,
thing, go.
They're saying things to try and benefit their persona and get more of a reaction from the people around them rather than thinking of how that, you know, develops their relationship with the person they're saying it
and
to.
I was definitely bad for that when I was younger. Like, I would just say shit all the time and just go, "Ha, that's funny."
You still do that?
No, I've definitely reined it in now. I think as I've matured, as much as I feel like I can maybe say that, I've definitely recognized now where something that I say is actually a well-crafted joke versus just something I said that I thought would be funny that actually was just kind of a dig at someone else that I didn't even realize at the time. But everyone young does it because it's just you don't have that emotional maturity to realize that actually what you said wasn't that funny. It was just that someone else laughed at it, so that made you think, "Oh, that's funny then." But I don't know, it's a bit of a deep topic, and I actually think maybe we should talk more about it in another episode when we've got a bit more time, because we're nearing the end now, just
are
in case.
We?
yeah we are. We've been talking for ages.
Yeah,
I've got a comment
guys.
Shout out. Yeah, sorry, we have been talking a lot. Although you've been talking a lot too, to be fair.
Not this episode. I feel like this has not been my episode.
Not the Tilly episode.
You've had the spray bottle, so it's been a fun time.
I've only used it once. Because there's been times where I feel like I should have used it, but Harvey would have been like, "I was in the middle of a deep conversation now. It wasn't even boring."
No, I was talking about throwing up after running. You could have sprayed
me
three
times.
I really
wanted to.
I was more than happy for you to.
You're not in a prime position for it either, really. You've got to have to do a whole lean over and...
And it'll just get Max's...
Yeah,
knees.
That's just me. That is all me.
But I'm glad the effort was there. Right, I'm going to do the comment shout out now because I've actually got two because one of them just made me laugh. From Faiza Zadik 07. Faiza Sadiq 7.
Nice.
Who said, "Not Max looking like a fucking child while eating a chocolate from Dubai."
What?
Which I just thought was funny.
How did I look like a child? What was I doing?
I don't know. I think
I was just enjoying the chocolate. It's really good. I need
munching.
To find more.
Yeah. They probably found that quite funny. And then Phoenix Sings asked, "What is one character you would love to play but never could and why? For example, I'd love to play the genie from Aladdin or Aaron Burr from Hamilton, but I never could because I'm a white girl." And that's fair enough. I think obviously that question is fairly musical / play centric, but it could also extend to film and TV.
Yeah, why not?
I know mine.
I don't, so you start, please.
Lil Inez.
Oh,
from Hairspray.
Yeah, is a good role. That is a great role. Yeah,
fantastic.
And you would
role.
Sing it well, I think.
Thanks.
Yeah, but that is a shame because obviously, you know, the whole point of Hairspray is the
yeah
divide there, so that wouldn't really work, unfortunately. But it is a great character you could play. I don't know about me, to be honest, because I always wonder with, like, I'd love to play so many roles in Hamilton, but I wonder if I could only ever be cast as like King George in it, because they try and keep the rest of the cast as diverse as possible.
Yeah,
but I feel like that doesn't mean that they completely have written off the idea of having.
I'm pretty sure Hamilton tried to pride themselves on being like a. What's the term?
Colorblind cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they are, but at the same time, I think they'll still make exceptions for where, you know, let's say, I don't even know if Hamilton tours in like Asia, for example.
Well, no, I actually saw at one point, it was either in the West End or Broadway, that there was that it wasn't the whole cast, but majoritively Asian cast.
Okay.
I thought it was quite cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, and fair play to them for that, because if that's the standard you're setting, then it's so easy for you to just have whoever is best for the role at the time, yeah, rather than, you know, like certain shows trying to find a really specific person each time. And that can kill a show sometimes, mm-hmm, if they don't find the right person, because yeah, they have set themselves such a slim standard. But I'm trying to think who I would want to be that I couldn't be.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Lydia in Beetlejuice is a good role.
Yeah.
I do like that, and I could never do that, obviously. Yeah.
I would love to do that, but like, I can't really say now, because I probably could, because there's nothing like restricting me from it.
Mm. Do you know what? And this, I know I bang on like a broken record about it, but I could never play Ewan Montague in Operation Mincemeat, because it's a male role, but it is always played by a woman. And that is like the really interesting thing about that role.
Oh, yeah.
Because
in
Operation Mincemeat, they do gender swap casting for at least two or three of the roles. And yeah.
Mine would be Nicole Scherzinger, Sunset Boulevard.
I forget the character's name. Hang on.
I actually don't wish to be this part. I just think Nicole's great.
So you want to be Nicole Scherzinger?
I just want to be Nicole Scherzinger.
I think,
yeah,
I think she'd be fine with that, actually.
I would also like Tiana.
Because then I'd get to be with Tom as well.
Tom Evans.
Yeah.
Tom Evans, if you're watching.
Tom, man, I love you.
Yeah, we love you, Tom.
He's one of my favourite people genuinely on this planet.
Tilly said Tiana, and that is a great role. That is a brilliant role. Obviously, only they haven't done a musical of it yet, have they?
What do you mean?
Like, there's no
Princess and the Frog.
There's no Princess and the Frog musical that I know
there
of.
There absolutely should be,
yeah,
by the way.
I feel
absolutely
like that
should be.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Not maybe at like Disney parks where they do
imagine how cool that would be if they like did it and sort of rejigged the music as well to be more theatrical.
It's such a soulful musical.
Oh my God.
Like, or a soulful film rather. Like that, it would be almost like the vibe of Hadestown.
Genuinely,
for a Disney musical.
I think if someone, because I never really think of it and I never really have an answer, but I'm annoyed because it always slips my mind. But if someone asks me what is your favorite like Disney princess film, probably is Princess and the Frog.
Yeah,
because it is just so cool.
I've not even watched it that many times, but I know I like it.
Yeah,
it's like it is just good and the music's great. Boy. So yeah, two good answers from you there. I guess mine's Ewan Montague from Operation Mincemeat, and yours
Nicole.
Is Nicole Scherzinger. So thanks for your question. And if you've got a comment that you want read out in the next episode, make sure you leave a comment down below. We do comment shout outs every single week. So thank you all so much for leaving your comments.
Oh, yeah.
And final notes before we leave, Release Me came out. Please go and stream that. We appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Also, thanks so much for 100,000 subscribers. And if you want to come and see us three numbnuts live in front of your faces.
Tell them when they can do it, Tills.
On the 6th of September.
Yeah, man.
And the tickets are on sale now. So go to the link in the description or go check our
Nearly
social media.
Me
there'll be links all over. Or just Google it. 13 again,
it's
live
in
podcast.
London.
In London.
Leicester Square.
We're so excited to be seeing everyone in person again. It's going to be great. We promise we're going to make an amazing, amazing show. Thanks so much for watching. We've been Max Harvey and Tilly. And now that is a video that you can choose whether or not you want to watch. Or if you're listening, sorry. Watch the next episode or listen to the next episode.